The Sunflowers Quilting Bee at Arles, The French Collection, Part 1, Number 4, 1991. Number 1. The National Sunflowers Quilters Society of America are having quilting bees in sunflower fields around the world to spread the cause of freedom. Aunt Melissa has written to inform me of this and say, go with them to them sunflower fields in Arles, and please take good care of them in that foreign country. Willa Marie, these women are our freedom, she wrote. Number 2. Today the women arrive in Arles. They are Madam Walker, Sojourner Truth, Ida Wells, Rosa Parks, Mary McLeod Bethune, and Ella Baker, a fortress of African American women's courage with enough energy to transform a nation piece by piece. Number 3. Look at what they've done in spite of their oppression. Madam Walker invented the hair straightening comb and became the first self-made American-born woman millionaire. She employed over 3,000 people. Sojourner Truth spoke up brilliantly for women's rights during slavery and could neither read nor write. Ida Wells made an expose of the horror of lynching in the South. Number 4. Fannie Lou Hamer braved police dogs, water hoses, brutal beatings, and jail in order to register thousands of people to vote. Harriet Tubman brought over 300 slaves to freedom in 19 trips from the South on the Underground Railroad during slavery and never lost a passenger. Rosa Parks became the mother of the civil rights movement when she sat down in front of a segregated bus and refused to move to the back. Number 5. Mary McLeod Bethune founded Bethune-Cookman College, was a special advisor to President Harry Truman and Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Ella Baker organized thousands of people to improve the conditions of poor housing, jobs, and consumer education. Their trip to Arles was to complete the sunflower quilt, an international symbol of their dedication to change the world. Number 6. The Dutch painter Vincent van Gogh came to see the black women sewing in the sunflower fields. Who is this strange man, they asked. He's un grand peintre, I told them, though he's greatly troubled in his mind. He held a vase of sunflowers, no doubt un naturel mort, a still life, for one of his paintings. Number 7. He's the image of the man hit me in the head with a rock as a girl, Harriet said. Make him leave. He reminds me of slavers. But he was not about to be moved. Like one of the sunflowers, he appeared to be growing out of the ground. Sojourner wept into the stitches of her quilting for the loss of her 13 children, mostly all sold into slavery. Number 8. One of Sojourner's children, a girl, was sold to a Dutch slaver in the West Indies, who then took her to Holland. Was that something this Dutch man might know something about? He should pay for all pain his people have given us. I am concerned about you, Willa May. Is this a natural setting for a black woman? Sojourner asked. Number 9. I came to France to seek opportunity, I said. It is not possible for me to be an artist in the States. We are all artists. Piecing is our art. We brought it straight from Africa, they said. That was what we did after a hard day's work in the field to keep our sanity and our beds warm and bring beauty into our lives. That was not being an artist. That was being alive. Number 10. When the sun went down, it was time for us to leave. The tormented little man just settled inside himself and took on the look of the sunflowers in the field as if he were one of them. The women finished piecing now. We need to stop and smell the flowers sometimes, they said. Now we can do our real quilting, our real art, making this world peace upright. Number 11, I got to get back to that railroad, Harriet said. Ain't all us free yet? No matter how many them laws they pass, Sojourner fighting for women's rights, Fanny for voters' registration, Ella and Rosa working on civil rights, Ida looking out for men's getting lynched, Mary Bethune getting our youngins' education, and Madam making money fixing hair and giving us jobs. Lord, we is sure busy. Number 12. I am so thankful to my Aunt Melissa for sending you wonderful women to me. I said, art can never change anything the way you have, but it can make a picture so everyone can see and know our true history and culture from the art. Someday I will make you women proud of me too. Just wait, you'll see. We see, Willa Marie, they said. We see.